Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Trujillo. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Boston reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Law moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Law scores. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salazar strikes out. two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Mike Easler. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Armas reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Evans reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.